Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bizarre Chedefan, Ruziva Kagon, Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Aleph tells us that Rusa Vishemeres Yavam, Loy Shaisis, Veloy Nadas Ksuba. If a woman is an Arusa or Shemeres Yavam, and she received a warning, Altistri Mishplani, don't seclude yourself with that man. Again, that's called Kinoi. So she is not allowed to drink or get her Ksuba. What's an Arusa? So we know it's somebody who received Kiddushin, but she never got to Nisuin, she never got married. And a Shemeres Yavam is a woman whose husband died without children, and she's waiting for her husband's brother to marry her. So in both of these cases, if the Arus or if the Yavam tells her, Al Tistri Mishplani, he's Mekana her, she gets caught doing so. So she's not going to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash to drink. And that means she gets divorced because we don't know whether or not she's Usser and she's not going to get her Ksuba. Why is this? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Asher Tiste Isha Tachas Isha, that the woman strayed under her husband. Prat La Arusa Vishmeres Yavam, this excludes an Arusa and Shemeres Yavam that don't officially have a husband. Continuing on, Amana Kain Gadol, if an Amana married a Kain Gadol, Grusha Chalitza Kain Hedyet, if she was divorced or she got Chalitza and she married a Kain Hedyet, Mamzer Yisrael, if she's a Mamzeres or Nasina and she married a Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael, a Mamzer Lanasin, if she was a Bas Yisrael and she married a Mamzer or Nasin, in all these situations, if her husband's Makan her, Leisha says she's not going to drink, Velonatas Ksuba, she's not going to get her Ksuba either, and she would be divorced without her Ksuba, and that's because Einon Ru'in Lakaima. Her husband is not allowed to be married to her, and he's not allowed to stay married to her, and therefore she doesn't have the dinim of a regular Saita. On to Mishnah Beis, Ve'elu Leisha says Velonatas Ksuba, we have another group of women who will not drink, and they will not get their Ksuba either. Ha'imer's Tmei Ani, if she says that I'm Tame, I did the Havera. Or if Edom came to say that she did that Avera, and if she refuses to drink, she says, I'm not drinking at all in all these situations, so they're not going to drink, and they're also not going to get their Ksuba. However, Amar Baila, Eini Mashka, let's say her husband says, I don't want her to drink, or if her husband was Baal her along the way to the Beis HaMikdash, in these cases, she's going to get her Ksuba and she's not going to drink. She's not able to drink because her husband doesn't want her to, or he ruined the ability for it because he was Baal her, and she still has to leave her husband because we don't know whether or not she's usher to him, but in this situation, since it's the husband's fault, she would get her ksuba. Now we have machlokes, mesu balein at shaloi shasu. Let's say the husband died before she had a chance to drink. She's a regular saita. He was makana her. She secluded herself with a fellow, and then the husband died. So Beishamai says, natos ksuba b'lo shaisais. Such women will get their ksuba and they will not drink. Because the pasuk says that the husband brings his wife to the kayin, and then she'll drink, and we're going to figure out what her story is. And since we don't have a husband here anymore to bring her, that's not a reason why she should lose out on her ksuba. However, Beishol says, lo shaisais. She's not going to drink because she doesn't have a husband, but she's not going to get a ksuba either because we don't know whether or not she was usher to her husband in the first place. And misafik, we're not going to give her a ksuba. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.